Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
The Bobby Bones.
Come on. The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. We had a long night last night. It was an amazing night. Our band, The Raging Idiots, had what's called the Million Dollar Show at the Ryman. And it was for St. Jude. And so many artists stopped by and played with The Raging Idiots. Garth Brooks and Sam Hunt and Rascal Flatts and Lindsay L and Craig Campbell and Ban Perry. I mean, it's just crazy. So wow. We're coming off a high, but we're probably going to crash in about an hour. Like, yeah. In about an hour, the show's going to be terrible.
We're going
to
crash.
No, my husband was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. First of all, he'd never been to the Ryman. Second of all, he's like, I don't know what he was expecting, but he said it was probably one of the coolest things he's ever been to.
Well, we surprised with Thomas Rhett, Brothers Osborne, Garth Brooks. Like, no one knew they were coming out. And then our band, The Raging Idiots, play, and they come out and play songs with us. It was really cool. It was really cool, and we're going to have some stuff up that you can see soon. So if it's not ready by now, because I work, but we'll have some stuff up soon. There's that. How about this? 12% of Americans do this chore less frequently than once a month. You're never going to get it. 12% of Americans do this chore less than once a month. What is it?
Sounds easy.
Oh, okay. All right, Amy, you're first.
Mop.
Mop, she says. No, lunchbox.
All right, if it's not a mop, it's a vacuum.
Eddie.
Clean the toilet.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
I feel like what came to your head is what you guys don't do. Like,
oh. That's what I feel. Yeah. Never clean the toilet.
And that, you want to take another guess?
Yes.
Go, all right, never going to get it. What do you got there? Eddie?
Clean the windows.
Oh, the windows. Lunchbox.
Clean out the fridge.
Amy.
The baseboards. Dust the bit.
We're going to come back.
You have a hint?
Let me play a song.
Yeah, we need a hint.
We'll come back. We'll do it again. A lot of Americans are not doing this more than once a month.
That's your hint.
That's the same question.
Let's go.
All right, the question inside of Never Gonna Get It. A bunch of Americans do this chore less frequently than once a month.
once a month, okay? So you know it's got to be something that needs to be done more than once a month or it wouldn't be a thing. Less than once a month. Amy.
Change the dryer filter thing.
Oh, that's not it, but holy cow, I burnt down, almost burnt down a bunch of apartments.
Like you go, you're supposed to do it every time you dry.
Oh, no, no. I would go 6 months sometimes.
Like a full comforter would come out of there?
Oh, yeah. Like, I could wrap myself into a cocoon with all the stuff. Oh, holy cow. That's a good one. Just a reminder, clean out your dryer lint. Lunchbox.
Wash your car.
Incorrect. Eddie.
I'm going to say change the air conditioner filter.
No, it's change something.
Light bulb.
No, but...
Oh, I know it.
What?
Change your toothbrush.
No. I don't do that once a month.
Neither do I.
I do that once every 3 months. And the thing is, toothbrushes aren't expensive, so we should do it more probably. Right.
We wait till the bristles are like spreading all over the place.
It's like for 99 cents, we're not taking care of ourselves properly.
Ooh. Yeah. Change the battery in your smoke detector.
No, it's something Lunchbox doesn't do, and we're grossed out by it.
Oh, wash sheets.
Yeah, change your sheets.
Oh yeah.
A month?
A month? That's crazy.
How often do you do that?
Oh, 3-4 months? I don't ever change.
Not now that you're married. That's not true. Can't be the case. Your wife
never stands
for that.
No, I've kind of converted her.
Oh, come on.
There's no converting.
No.
Ah, I like that.
No.
I change mine every other day. Like, every other day I'm out.
How many sets of sheets do you have?
Three. Two that go on rotation, and if there's ever, like, a problem, one comes in and switches.
You've figured this out.
Dude, it's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Mm-mm. All right, well, you never get... Nobody got it.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This kid in Colorado named Kobe, he was going door to door saying, hey, can I shovel your snow? And I'd like to make a little extra cash. So knocking on doors. He knocked on a man's door and he heard something like, so he knocked again and he heard, he couldn't get in. He called the cops. The man who lived in the home was an older man. He had fallen 2 days prior. Couldn't get up.
Oh my goodness.
Had Kobe not knocked, heard him, and then called cops, he wouldn't have been able to get up. And then the worst thing happens.
Yeah.
2 days.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
so nice
amazing.
Awareness, Kobe, to call the cops, to listen. That's a good one. I see you.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Thank you for waking up with us. Here we are on Tuesday. Now, over the holiday, you took your 8-year-old. To see Sing?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a cartoon. It's one of those animated movies about a singing competition, but they're all animals.
Here's Eddie Jr., 8 years old.
Over the holiday break, we saw the movie...
Sing!
Yay! All right, so Sing is the story of a koala who is played by Matthew McConaughey, and he has an old movie theater that he's trying to keep in business, but he's about to shut down because he...
Because he hasn't had any good shows.
Correct. So he needs to come up with the best show, right? So he creates what?
A singing competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so there are a bunch of animals, I guess, that sing, right? Which are some of your favorite ones?
Rosita.
She's a pig.
Mina the elephant.
Yes. Okay, so first let's talk about the movie. How did you like the movie?
I loved it.
Why did you love it?
Because it was just good. And funny.
So other than the movie, you really love the soundtrack. So would you say that people should also get the soundtrack too?
Yeah.
What do you rate the movie out of 5 stars?
5.
5 stars. Oh my gosh. You said that Moana was the best movie you'd ever seen and it was better than Trolls. And now you're saying Sing is better than Moana and Moana was better than Trolls?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. What movies are you looking forward to seeing now?
Lego Batman movie.
Lego Batman movie? When does that come out?
February. Yeah, February.
Okay. Yeah, he knows when movies are coming out.
Oh, he knows like months in advance. Wow.
But that's the best movie of all time now. Sing.
I don't know. I mean, but now Lego Batman could be the best movie ever.
He hasn't seen it yet.
This seems to be his pattern right now. I don't know what he's
positive.
Thinking.
Positive. I like it.
He loves Sing, though.
Oh, he's also 8.
I forgot about that. What's really cool, too, is he loves the soundtrack to Sing. And that reminds me of me, man. When I was his age, I loved the La Bamba soundtrack. It's like father like son.
Soundtracks were cool, though, back for us.
Yeah.
Because they would all come together. Now we buy everything one song at a time, so it doesn't matter as much.
But he loves this soundtrack.
You know what I like? Everything is awesome.
Ugh.
What? No?
You don't have
what
kids.
What is that from?
You don't like the Lego movie?
It's the Lego movie.
Oh,
song.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it's Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome. Yeah. Tell Eddie Jr. we said what up.
I will,
back
man.
Show.
All right, time for the good news here on Tuesday. Tell me something good. So Priscilla walked out of her house in Allentown, PA, to find that her Toyota Camry was not parked in the driveway. It had been stolen overnight. That same morning, a police officer came across the car. The doors were missing. All the bolts were on the ground. The radio was hacked out. The engine was damaged. When he showed the picture of the car to her, she started crying. Within a day, he had pulled enough money from his officers.
Yeah.
And they repaired the car, and she had a working car again. All the cops just chipped in and got her the car. Fixed the car up. Yep. Amy?
So this 88-year-old man lost his wife, and he suddenly found himself, like, nothing to do, a bunch of extra time, but he could make socks. So he started making socks, and he can make them really fast. He made some super sock machine thingy, and now he's provided 10,000 pairs of socks for various shelters across the country. And homeless people, they love socks. It's one of the top things they like.
I love socks, too.
Socks and eggs.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled.
How do you know that?
Well, my sister and my niece did some work with the homeless, and that's what they told me they learned.
Interesting. Lunchbox?
Brandon is a high school wrestler in New Jersey. He's in the middle of a match. He pins his opponent, so he wins. All of a sudden, he just stops breathing when he's on the mat. Coach runs out there with one of those devices that, you know, that you shock him
back. Defibrillator?
Defibrillator. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Defibrillator. Defibrillated him.
There you go.
Dang it. Shocked him, and he came back to life. And he knew exactly where he was. He's like, I pinned my opponent. I don't know what happened, but he was, you know, going to die. But the coach saved him.
Wow. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Mickey in Akron, Ohio. Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. On my way to work.
I appreciate you waking up so early, calling us. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and ask Amy how everything was going with her kids. You know, I flip back and forth between days and nights, so sometimes I might not be able to catch the show. And, you know, I've been keeping up on the story and all, and I just wanted to see if she had a little bit of an update for us.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening when you can. Amy's in the process of getting two kids that they're yours now.
Oh, yeah.
They're in an orphanage in Haiti, and we've been waiting. So, I mean, what is the update as of today?
Well, when we left Haiti in November, we were completing our final check mark for Haiti stuff in that country. And now we're moving over to the U.S. side, making them U.S. citizens, filing all of that paperwork, which typically they say takes about 4 months. So end of November, I was thinking like maybe we'll have the kids by March. My husband's thinking April, but I'm sticking with March.
First time we've heard April.
I know. That's the update I get. That's my husband being, you know, he's so cautious, but I'm like, I'm sticking with March. You can say April, but I'm going to keep saying March.
But the biggest hurdle has been jumped. That was getting cleared through the Haitian side.
Yeah, because I feel like at any moment they could have just decided anything.
But you're good.
Good.
So your kids, they will be here in April.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go May. Ish. I think they'll be here by May.
Great, thanks, yes.
But Mickey, thank you for calling.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray. In Florida, two cops were killed during a manhunt for a murder suspect who's been on the run in the Orlando area. A $60,000 reward is being offered. In weather news, a week of heavy snow and rain in Northern California and Nevada has caused the worst flooding in a decade. Three people were killed. Emergency crews are rushing to rescue people who are stranded. And finally, the national championship in college football went down last night. Crazy game. Clemson beat Alabama 35-31. Highlights are online.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Atlantic City. A man walked into a store, pulled out a gun, and said, "Give me all your money." Had a ski mask on, and he set his gun down on the counter. Well, the clerk grabbed the gun, turned it on him.
Oh, no.
And so the guy takes off his ski mask and goes, "Oh, man, I was just joking. Just joking with you."
Oh.
Needless to say, police arrived and arrested Eddie.
His
name was really Eddie.
I can't believe he walked in and put his gun down.
Yeah, he held up and then he put the gun down to get his bag out so he could put the money in it.
That's so funny. What an idiot.
Boom. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
All right, last movie that made you cry. We're going to go around the room. Go deep into those dark recesses of your emotions. The last movie that made you cry. Eddie, you're starting first.
Gosh, January 1st, I was watching What's Eating Gilbert Grape. This is a new year by myself, just watching this movie that I hadn't seen since I was a kid. And I cried. Dude, it's so sad. And, like, I cry by myself, and when anyone walks in the room, I wipe that tear. Like, I never cried. Like, I wasn't crying at all.
Do you cry when This Is Us is on?
Yes, I do a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that choke, man. I can't let...
And it's not even because it's sad. This Is Us. It's because it's...
life.
It's so real.
Yeah, it's relatable.
It's so real.
Yes.
Last movie that made you cry. Amy.
Well, over Christmas break, my sister and I watched While You Were Sleeping. And I don't know if it's so much the movie that made us cry, but that was our mom's favorite movie.
That makes
sense. So we watched it together.
What is that, While You Were Sleeping?
Oh, it's so good. With Sandra Bullock and the guy with the really thick eyebrows.
Oh, is that where she poses as a beauty contestant?
No, that's Miss Congeniality.
Oh.
But he falls into the train, knocks himself unconscious.
And they can't go under 60.
Stop, that speed.
Oh.
No, but she saves him, and while he's unconscious, his family thinks they're engaged, so she goes with it, and she doesn't really know
him.
Who
would do that, though? Like, how weird.
It's a really sweet story.
Yeah.
And I think it was just a moment for us, and
I get the moment.
We cried.
I want to separate from the moment for a second.
Okay.
And just talk about the movie.
Yeah.
How creepy would that be, really? If
totally.
You woke up, if you were in a coma, and some woman had faked like she was engaged to you the whole time you were out.
But he had amnesia when he woke up, so he didn't know.
Still, I guess if it were Sandra Bullock, like, it will be okay. But other than that, like, that's just a weird thing. But that's cool, though. I do get why.
Yeah.
You know that movie called The Lake House?
Maybe? Yes.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Where they're in different time periods.
And they mail letters?
And, well, they have a mailbox out in front of their building. They go put it in the mailbox, and they go out and get it, and they read it, and it's terrible. All right.
I was about to say, do you like that?
I did like
that's
it,
so
yeah.
Good
really? You guys were all looking at me. I mean, this is terrible. I hate it. Yeah, no. That's the worst movie ever seen. Oh, tools. Football.
You have to say, I love football.
Yeah. Hairy butts, yeah. Lunchbox.
I guess the first one that pops in my head is I watched it for the first time last year was Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, that one, that'll get you a little hot eyes, you know? It may not be ball factor, but you'll get a little teary-eyed there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I heard Ray had never seen Rudy. Is that true?
Correct.
Have you still never seen it?
Well, I'd seen it like 20 years ago.
Was it out 20 years?
It's pretty old.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's ever seen it.
It was basically new to me watching again with these guys.
Oh, you watched it again?
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah. And I cried watching.
That's a good one. When he finally gets in the crowd, he's going, rude. And really, the story isn't like the movie.
Yeah, it came out in 1993.
Oh, boy. Like Joe Montana has even said, it wasn't quite like the movie. But movies are never quite like real life.
Yeah, I want to show it to my 8-year-old because I think it's time for him to learn like a little bit of perseverance in the story like that. What do you think? You think he's too young for
Doesn't
Rudy?
Doesn't Dory persevere?
Yeah, but
you
Rudy's
just want
cool
him to
because...
do sports, and he doesn't like sports.
I was thinking more college. Like, son, he wanted to get into Notre Dame. Does he get into it? Ba-ba-bum.
So you think Eddie is forcing sports on his kid? Because I think you're kind of right, because he makes him sit down and watch football. He makes him sit down and watch basketball. And his kid doesn't want to watch that stuff.
The thing is, Eddie's not even an athlete. I think Eddie makes his son
But his son
want
thinks
to be,
his dad is.
I know. And,
oh.
And
if you remember
correctly, Eddie was coaching his son in basketball.
Yeah.
And then he learned he was coaching him completely wrong.
Because the coach disagreed with my coaching.
He didn't like your technique?
No, he didn't like what I was doing.
No. I would have, mine's probably, have you just ever seen Begin Again?
I don't think
so,
no.
With Natalie Portman and Mark Ruffalo. Have you ever seen that?
Nope.
Never mind, me either. I'm going to go with Armageddon.
What, but I mean, don't
good
we need
one.
To see it? Is it good?
It's good. I mean, I don't know.
So that's the last movie that made
Lindsay
you cry.
Lindsay made me watch it.
And you cried with her?
And I hit it. I was like, yeah. Whenever I start like hiding, it's like a cat choking on a ball. I'm like, I start to get a tear and I'm like, and so I can like look away. I must get in my throat. I don't do the whole set, like, I got a cold. I'm always like, and I wipe my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I guess she thinks I'm such a man anyway with all my loofahs and lotions and stuff, you know?
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
I was talking about the movie Begin Again a minute ago. And I said that Natalie Portman was in it?
No, yes, and it's Keira Knightley.
You know what? If they both walked in here, I'd be like, I don't know the difference. Does anyone else confuse those two?
Sometimes, but I mean, if they walked in, I would know the difference.
Is one of them from another country?
Yeah, Keira. One of them's British.
Keira Knightley is.
They're both like way too skinny.
Natalie Portman's pregnant right now. Did you see her dress at the Golden Globes?
Mm-mm. Not good. Dang, hater in the house.
No.
By the way,
no. She looked pretty, but the dress was just like not that cute.
Amy brought me a bag, and I've been sick for the last couple days. And she was like, oh, I brought this for you. And I was like, cool. I look in it. It's like, oh, my God. It's nothing to do with me being sick. I thought Amy was like bringing me like some medicines and herbal stuff.
No, now you make me feel bad.
No, but that's what I thought it was. And it turns out it's a bunch of clothes that she had of mine. And so some of my underwear is in this bag.
Yeah, from like 8 months ago, seven.
So how did you get my underwear?
We were traveling, you and me. And
it happens.
We were in the lobby, and whatever, I don't know, you had these clothes you couldn't fit into your carry-on. So you're like, hey, toss them in your carry-on.
My underwear? Did your husband see this?
What? Yes. I have two pairs of your underwear, two sweatshirts, and a t-shirt.
Dang.
And I was like,
I don't remember this.
I know, but it was quick. We were on our way to the airport, and so I just stuffed them in my zipper.
Yeah, that's what you told him? Yeah.
How long ago was this? Like 8 months.
You kept his underwear for a long time. Yeah.
It was in this like side part of my closet, and
I appreciate that.
And then my husband's like, whose stuff is that anyways? I was like, oh, no big deal, Bobby's. So I gave it a fresh wash.
Thank you.
I brought it to you today.
You washed my underwear for me? Thank you. Hey, that's a friend of four.
Yeah.
I will be in Virginia Beach on Friday night and Roanoke on Saturday night. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you guys want to come out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, it's Judge Common Sense Day. That's me, Judge Common Sense. Like I always say, you may not like the medicine, but I'll make you well.
Yeah.
I've only ever said that once, so I don't always say it, but I'm going to start saying that. If you have a problem, an issue, I want to hear from you. I have Heather on right now. Heather, you're on with Judge Common Sense. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. What's the deal?
My question is, I'm getting married in June, and I've asked my sister to be my maid of honor, and I feel like I've made a mistake because it's one of those things where I feel like I asked her because she's my sister and not because I really wanted to. And she's really not into it. Like, she's not doing, I can text her about stuff and I never get replies. Like, if we go out and do something,
She's
not into it at all. So I just don't know what to do.
Okay, it sounds like you want to ask her not to be the maid of honor.
Yes.
This is what I would say as Judge Common Sense. You would like for her to still be the maid of honor. Now, I'm telling you that. Just listen, hear me out here. You still want her to be the maid of honor, but you want to ask one of your friends to step up and take some of the responsibility and help with her duties. You can't remove your sister as maid of honor, but you've got to say, hey, listen, I know you're not having a lot of time to help me with this. Would you mind if bridesmaid B comes into play and helps out with some of the things that you need? And you find one of your friends that will help you do that.
Okay.
But you really don't go to her and go, you're not my maid of honor anymore. She can still be the maid of honor at the wedding, but you need help. You're not happy. Judge Common Sense says you need someone to help you, and it's not your sister. But you can't cut her out completely.
Yeah. Well, and I would, like, it's not like I want to cut her out completely, but it's just one of those things where this hopefully will just happen once for me, and I'm not enjoying it so far as the whole, like, getting up to it.
Yeah, get some help. And you'll have a really good friend in your life that would be happy to step in and do that part of it. Amy.
My sister had two maids of honor, me and her best friend. So there was two of us. Because I was young. I was like 18.
But did she announce them at the same time? There's a difference of adding another maid of honor.
I know. I agree. Yeah. But I'm just saying it is possible to have two. And then that way, my sister's best friend, she really did more of the duties because they were the same. They were older, more into it. But my sister, just out of love, made me a maid of honor too.
I hope that works out for you. I hate that you're going through that. But Judge Common Sense has ruled. And that's what I say.
Makes sense.
Thank you very much. Let's go over to Sarah in Cedar Rapids. Sarah, you're on with Judge Common Sense. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really good. I'm ready to help you out. What do you got over there?
Good. Okay. So I am having my second baby, and it's a baby girl. And my husband loves the name Addie. Well, Addie is going to be pretty popular with the Chicago Cubs. And even though I'm in Iowa, I'm worried that it's going to be too popular.
Okay. So Addison... it's an avenue, it's street. And so that's what Addie would be named after in Chicago. And Iowa is the AAA ball club of the Chicago Cubs. Just doing a little sports backwards for you. So I get it why everyone there would also like the Cubs. Do you like the name Addie, first of all? Regardless of popularity, do you like the name Addie?
I do. And I'm a teacher, so that's really hard for me to pick something that's popular because I see names all the time.
But what about, do you teach math? Addie, subtractee? Listen, if you have no problem with the name and you don't know of any other kids being named that, I don't think you can really worry about the popularity of a name. I mean, how many Megans and Heathers were all during the night? And we don't go, you know what, guys? I ran into way too many Heathers today. I'm confused. Like, find a name that you're passionate about.
I'm the second Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm the second Sarah that just called in, too. So, like, I grew up with having my name being really popular, so I totally get that.
But did it bother you? Did it ruin your life?
No, no.
If you don't have a problem with the name, go with the name if it's important to him.
I think Addie's super cute.
Yeah, I do too. I'm down with the name. It's not my call on what I like. But if you like the name, I say you go with it. Don't let the popularity thing affect you.
Okay. And that's what everyone's saying. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Judge Common Sense is rolled. Woo! The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. And last night was crazy. For a lot of reasons. We had our Raging Idiots. That's our band. Our Million Dollar Show. And last night, the people that came and played with us, it was the band Perry, Brothers Osborne, Thomas Rhett,
Sam Hunt, Rascal Flatts,
Caitlin Smith, Lindsay L., Craig Campbell, and then at the end, Garth Brooks came out.
No big deal.
And Garth, if you remember, we did the St. Jude telethon, and Garth said, "Hey, Bobby, I'll make you a deal. For every record that I sell, box set, I'll donate it all to St. Jude." Mm-hmm. So we brought out a $2 million check last night. Crazy. To St. Jude. And then we all played Friends in Low Places together with Garth Brooks. Like, our band did, and he sang. And then I sang.
No, I mean, it was nuts. Like, I have it on my Insta story or whatever, and I think I've already watched it, like, 10 times. I keep watching it over and over because Garth comes up. He's, like, singing and hugging with you, and then he walks over to Eddie, and he's singing and hugging with Eddie. And then Natalie Stovall was playing with y'all. And
she
then
started crying.
She started crying because y'all didn't tell her that, I guess. Well, I mean, I don't even know if you knew that Garth was going to sing with y'all's band.
No, he wasn't. He didn't come with the guitar.
Right.
No, nobody knew.
Oh. I didn't know what the deal was, but no, Natalie was like, I had no idea, and she started crying.
He walked out, and I was like, hey, Eddie, Garth doesn't have a guitar. I'm going to borrow your guitar and give it to Garth because Garth's going to play it just acoustic. That was the plan.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? Screw this. Hey, and Garth's awesome. And I was like, hey, Garth, we want to play one of your songs. Sing it with us. He's like, why not? And so we play it a lot at Raging Idiot shows anyway, and the band's fantastic, and they all knew how to play it. So, da-da-da. And then I'll play some audio for you later. But Thomas Rhett came out and sang, and I was sick. I still am sick a bit. But
y'all did great.
We sang Cake by the Ocean, and Thomas Rhett did the first verse, and I did the second, and it was like, oh no. Like, my voice.
Talk to me, baby.
I'm telling you, I vomited probably 4 times before I got to the venue.
I hate hearing that because I feel like that means that if you vomited, I gave it to you.
Who knows where it came from?
First, when you had the head cold, I was like, thanks a lot, Morgan.
Listen, if you're sick, stay home.
Whoa, I was home on the weekend.
I know. Home on the weekend.
Is that a song?
It's John Mayer.
Oh.
Love on the Weekend, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a really fantastic event at the Ryman last night, and all those artists came and played with us. And I think I'm going to play Garth now. How about Friends in Low Places now?
Yes.
And you can go over to our website. Nada did a bunch of work and got a bunch of videos up, and BobbyBones.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I appreciate all you guys. Hey, on Friday night, I will be in Virginia Beach, so shout out Virginia Beach, Hampton. Everybody over there, and they have released a few more tickets to that show if you guys want to come out. Week of, they always release what they call holds. And then Saturday night, I'll be in Roanoke. I probably shouldn't say this, but I think Lindsay's going to come out. So that means she'll probably hop on stage and play a little bit too.
Sweet.
So
y'all are getting to where you can't spend the weekends apart.
No, but here's the truth about that, is that she's gone for like 50 weeks.
What?
Wait, 50 shows.
I was like 50. That's
so like 30
every
weeks.
Weekend of the year.
Yeah, she's gone for almost ever. She's going out with Brad Paisley. Oh, playing with Brad Paisley. So that's like, I might as well stay together as much as we can.
I love it.
So she loves it. She was just going.
No, I thought it was special. I was just giving you a hard time. Like, oh, look at you now.
Yeah. What? I have a girlfriend and I enjoy her. Yes.
Yes.
Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Anyway, go to BobbyBonesComedy.com, Virginia Beach and Roanoke. I will see you Friday and Saturday night.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So George Michael died, Christmas Day?
I'm
pretty sure it was
like he should already be funeraled.
Oh, for sure. And now his family is left devastated because there's an ongoing police investigation. Like the police.
About what?
I have no idea. They have not released the singer's body, so they can't bury him properly yet.
Well, if there was something fishy, I get why they're holding it. It's actually the family, but I read they were investigating, like, his partner. I don't know.
Yeah, his partner, boyfriend, slash situation. I don't know, but how terrible that this many days have gone by and his family can't properly bury him yet. In other news, did you hear how many people watch the Golden Globes?
Say Golden Globes funny, and it was...
I do.
Yeah, that's what everybody was talking about earlier, because you go, how do you say it?
Golden Globes.
Yeah, I say Golden Globes, and you say Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It's like Taco Bell. You say
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah. You ever know she did that?
Yes, yeah. I noticed that.
How many people watched the Golden Globes?
I actually thought the number was pretty high.
Tell me the number and I'll tell you if it was good or not.
20 million.
That's pretty good.
That's up 8% since last year. I did the math.
Yeah, pretty good. What did they expect?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was compared to something. That's pretty good.
No, but it did go up 8%. Because Golden Globes is always the one where it's like, oh, they're eating dinner, and you're like, wah, wah, wah. But, hey, 20 million people watched. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
You sure are.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, the hashtag is best money I ever spent. So, you bought something. It was worth it. Best money I ever spent, Amy.
I mean... This is going to sound so lame, and I think I've said it before, but it's my blender, a Vitamix.
You know what? I have a Ninja.
Sure.
And it's really good, and I have to, like, pull stuff out of it all the time, so I get it.
Equally as awesome, but I have a Vitamix, and when I first saw the price tag on that thing, I was like, no way will I ever own a blender that costs that much. And then when I got into the Glowing Green smoothies and all the healthy stuff that I do and soups and stuff, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever owned, and I've had it for 5 years, and it's amazing. Best money I've ever spent.
Lunchbox, best money ever spent.
This is so easy, guys. I saved up for years for this, something I always wanted since a kid. Found it on Craigslist, went and bought it, and it's my jet ski. When I am
you still
out there.
Use that?
Let me talk about when I'm out there crushing the waves, going zoom, 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 zoom. Best money I ever spent. And look, I don't have it with me here in Tennessee. I haven't been able to use it in a couple years.
I forgot about your jet ski.
I haven't been able to use it in a couple years, but when I get to use it, that is the most fun you can have is when you are out there cruising the water on your jet ski.
Why don't you bring it here?
Yeah.
I don't have anywhere to put it.
In your garage?
Guys,
I don't
this
have a garage.
Jet ski was a big deal for him because he had a car and he would pull it behind his car.
Oh, yeah. I had an 05 Altima and I would pull it behind the Altima to the lake and I'd put it in. And let me tell you, people would be like, that is awesome. Zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom. No, I loved how much you loved it because I mean, that was your prized possession.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing ever. And every time I see it, I'm like, that is so cool.
You have a shed, though. You can put it in your shed.
I don't think you... No, a jet ski is big. Like, it's not going to fit in the little shed.
Best money ever spent, Eddie.
Mine wasn't a lot of money, but man, was it worth it. It was $20 to buy a popcorn bucket at the movie theater that we go see all of our movies. And it cost $3 to fill up all year. And my boys, they eat some popcorn.
And they go to the movies a lot.
Yes, dude, we average about 3 or 4 buckets of movies, so yeah.
Mine would be a fogless shower mirror, and I talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, you can get one for like $9, splurge, and get the $22 one, because you can shave your face in the shower, and your face is hot and moist. I know you girls hate that word.
I hate that word.
I'm sorry. But it's really a great thing. It's a great gift for men, too, because you can shave in the shower. So get a good fogless mirror.
Yeah, go ahead and get the $22 one.
Yes.
Best money
it's worth it because I bought two of the cheaper ones, and they always unsuction and break in the middle of the night. Also, you think someone's breaking in your house? Could you boom! And you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then you go look, and it's your fogless mirror that fell. Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Last night was our million-dollar show for St. Jude. Eddie and I are in a band called The Raging Idiots. It's our band, and we did this big show for St. Jude, and we invited tons of artists out, and the band Perry came out, Brothers Osborne, Thomas Rhett, Rascal Flatts, Sam Hunt, Garth Brooks, Caitlin Smith. I mean, it was really fantastic. Lindsay L., Craig Campbell. It was a fantastic show. And so Thomas Rhett came out and did Cake by the Ocean, DNCE. This is just audio from inside the Ryman Auditorium. So here, this is Thomas Rhett. And the crowd was loving it. And he had me sing the second verse about how much of a voice And I was like, still fighting his head cold. And then Garth came out and did Friends in Low Places with our band. Phenomenal night.
Like, so nuts.
People in our band were crying because Garth was out there playing because they didn't know. Yes, Nada.
And it was cool because you could see all of them pull out their phones while they were singing with Garth just to capture the moment themselves on their phones.
Yeah. No.
Cool it was pictures.
Goosebumps.
Cool videos at BobbyBones.com. And Garth brought in $2 million and donated after our St. Jude Radiothon. He was like, I feel compelled. And it was just a fantastic night. A gunman sparks a four-hour standoff with police after he fired gunshots because somebody ate part of his grilled cheese.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went in. Someone ate part of his grilled cheese, so he got mad and started shooting up in the air.
No, that's horrible.
Then the cops came all over a grilled cheese. I do love a good grilled cheese, though. If you can get a perfect grilled cheese, they are fantastic. My grandma makes the best grilled cheeses.
Say it.
What's wrong with people? No, I understand it. It's a grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese.
It makes perfect sense.
Y'all are acting like this is normal.
I can't hate on them for that. My voice is still a little raspy. I've been a little sick. We had our $1 million show last night at the Ryman, and I missed rehearsal. I missed sound check. I missed everything because I missed vomiting everywhere. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor. I vomited all the way up to the door.
Oh.
Vomited all over. I mean, it's not. I know it's early in the morning, but I was really sick. Yeah. Eddie, how much have you thought I was not going to make it?
There was a good percentage that I thought that you just didn't. You were not going to go.
Were you learning my parts?
We were all learning your parts. I was like, guys, I talked to the whole band. Like, we need to start learning these parts in case Bobby can't sing. Like, we might just sit him in a wheelchair right here and just kind of make a smile and look at everyone.
I couldn't even walk. Like, I had 103 fever about 2 hours before the show. Yeah.
Oh.
And so I went and they stuck the flu things in my nose and they gave me an injection and then I went on and it was awesome. I mean, it hurt a little bit. But
what was it? Why did you start? I mean,
Amy.
It kicked in.
Amy got me sick. No. Morgan got.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what kicked in because it's like adrenaline or something kicked in during
heart.
While the
heart.
Man, because you, like a trooper.
You see this right here? That's a heart.
That's some big
and
heart.
And the
right.
shot
big
you got heart. In the butt.
And our boss was like, don't go to work today. He was like, do not go to work today.
I know. He kept saying that to all of us.
And I was like, why you guys?
No, to tell you. He's not working tomorrow. He's not working tomorrow.
Does he know you?
That's what I said. Yeah.
Like, what? That's a like, dumb statement.
We owe it to our listeners to be here when we can. And two, I don't like to lose. And so if we're not here, we'll probably lose in ratings. So, you know, we'll do our deal. So it was fun. Got through it. Eddie did a great job. Eddie sang with Garth.
Thanks,
so Bones.
Oh, my goodness. This is something I'm never going to forget my entire life. Garth Brooks touched me and sang in my microphone.
He did.
He did.
Ahmad came back, our background singer, dancer, utility mover. And Garth gave Ahmad daps. And he's like, I'm never watching that dap again. Yeah, it was really a really great time. I get an email from a listener. It was like, hey, you're talking about your girlfriend too much on the air. Do you feel like I am?
No.
Because if I am, I'll peel it back. But what I talk about on the air is what's happening in my life. And because we've been spending a lot of time together, which we're not going to be able to in the next couple of weeks forever.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I can peel back.
I don't think it's necessary at all. I don't feel like you talk about her too much. You can talk about her more.
I read emails and I take them into consideration. And
sometimes maybe that person is tuning in exactly when you're always talking about her, but it's not too much.
What do you think? Yes or no?
No, I like it. I think it's perfect. It's part of your life, and it's kind of sweet.
Lunchbox?
I mean, it gets a little sappy sometimes around here. And I mean, even on stage, you guys are getting a little too huggy-huggy. I was like, all right, this is awkward. Like,
what, last night?
Yeah.
Like, you're putting your arm around her neck, like, and I'm like, okay.
You're introing her, and you're like,
oh, she's so beautiful.
Blonde over there, the beautiful blonde.
I do that every show.
Right.
Tell him.
And he does it every show.
Every show.
Oh. Okay, but then you also had, and here's a girl... We've gotten a little bit closer the last few months.
Eddie, tell him.
He does it every show.
Yeah. Anything new.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'm always reading emails. I just want to know what you guys thought about that. Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show. Hey. The class of 2017. New artists that we think are going to pop this year. Yesterday was Luke Combs. Watch the video, BobbyBones.com. Today, our second artist in the class of 2017, her name is Aubrey Sellers. It's called Sit Here and Cry. Record's called New City Blues.
I was standing in the yard watching you go. You only been gone about an hour or so. I'm already wondering what I'll do all by myself without you. Then it hit me like a lightning crack. I'm gonna sit here and cry till you come back.
Class 2017. Second artist is Aubrey Sellers.
Better tell the boss I can't come in.
That's a jam right there. Like, why people aren't playing this, I don't know. And I think they tried and it didn't work, and I missed out because I didn't know about it then.
Money's gonna get a little bit tired, but it's okay, it's alright.
Gotta get her in. You wanna hear Wikipedia? Born 1991, Nashville, Tennessee. The album is New City Blues. Her parents are songwriter Jason Sellers, and her mom is Leanne Womack, which is pretty crazy.
Awesome.
Wow.
What?
Didn't know that. Did not know
we
that.
We talked about that in the show.
Yeah, Bobby mentioned it.
Oh,
why
we didn't know? Get us a blank.
And that's a jam, man. Sit Here and Cry, Aubrey Sellers. Download that album. It's really good. There you go. Our newest in the class of 2017. Tomorrow, another.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Eddie's upset because he's a 33 in the waist now.
It was just a like one of those realizing moments that kind of hurt.
I thought you were losing weight.
No, I am. And the way my wife tells me is like, it's not your weight. It's your hip bone size.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think she's right because I haven't changed. It's this weird thing where like I was buying 32s like 2 years ago.
Your hip bone size?
Yeah.
Eddie, I hate to tell you, your hip bones don't grow. It's your waist that grows. Your weight gain. The love handles, they put on weight, and that's what makes your hip bones bigger.
Can I brag on Eddie's wife for a second?
Sure.
So last night at the concert, there was a bar backstage, and y'all's friends that she was with were getting drinks.
Yeah.
And she thought about it, and she was about to order a drink. And then she said, all of a sudden, I felt really bad because Eddie's doing this whole diet thing and he's not drinking for like 8 weeks.
Eight weeks you're not drinking?
8 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
This is serious.
And she said she told you she would join you and she was this close to getting a drink. And then she said, I couldn't do it. So she stuck with you, Eddie.
Amy, thanks for telling me that. I didn't know that.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
That's love.
You're a good wife.
That is love. Yeah. My wife, the fact that she's just doing this thing with me and the fact that she did that, I love her.
And your hip bones are growing.
Yeah. That's weird.
Hey, get your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Losing my voice more and more. Maybe keep it down here. Deep level. I got really been really sick the last couple days, and I didn't know last night if I was going to be able to make our Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show, and it was a fantastic show, and I don't even know what to say, except it was at the Ryman, the greatest place for country music ever.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks, Brothers Osborne, Thomas Rhett, the band Perry, Caitlin Smith, Sam Hunt, Rascal Flatts, everybody showed up to play with us.
It's crazy.
It was really amazing. And no one knew Garth was coming out. And so at the end, I was like, oh yeah, my buddy Garth Brooks. And everybody started cheering. And so, man, I was happy I muscled through it. Because once I got to about the middle part of it, I was good. And then at the end, I was not good again. But the Garth thing was special. I think I lost all of sickness for that one song.
Yeah.
When Garth came out, I was like, not sick anymore. But Garth came out and presented a check for $2 million because he told us that every album he sold at Target, the box set, he would donate to St. Jude because of our radiothon. And so, here.
Blame it all on my roof. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fear.
From last night.
Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
That's me.
Yeah.
And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, hi, we made it through, but you'll never hear me complain.
crowd was going crazy.
Dang. Oh, the entire place was singing.
That was me. That was you and Garth.
That was me and Garth singing.
It was
dang.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this class. Sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar. Give it to me! And you can kiss my ass. But I got a friend.
Our whole band was freaking out. People in our band were crying.
He played the third verse.
He did. He did.
Dude.
He did. If you missed the $1 million show, don't worry. It'll be on ABC. Just kidding. It's never.
I was like, what?
Fantastic night for St. Jude.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. When he came out and sang the first note and he was like, you sing a verse. I was like, what?
Blame it all on my roof. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fear.
Here I come, here I come.
Last one to know, last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
There you go. I got a little crack at the end. That's all right.
That's you.
That's me. That's me. That's me. Everybody, that's me. That's cool. Yeah.
Dang, man.
I know. That's amazing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here we are.
January 10th, and Eddie's Christmas decorations are still up.
Yeah, they're still up.
Is out loud.
I kind of like them. Like the tree, I understand. The tree's got to go. And I just haven't had time to take the tree down because that pickup's going to come by too, and I don't want to miss that. But the outside lights, I kind of dig the way they look.
I think you just dig not having to take them down.
I do a little bit. I do, but man, it snowed this weekend, and I turn the lights back on, and it looked cool in the snow. It almost had that Christmas vibe.
What's the latest you can leave the lights up?
Now.
Now? Right now?
Like yesterday.
Now. Yeah, like, yeah.
When are you taking them down?
I don't know. I'm telling you. I'm thinking. There are a couple of houses in my neighborhood that have lights year-round.
You know what you should do? Any house that has lights on at night, you should go carol their house. You should just go knock
hilarious.
On their door and just start Christmas caroling because they have their lights on.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, like you have to drive around. Are there still houses with lights up around town?
Oh, there's
yeah.
two
absolutely.
In my
there's
neighborhood.
A few.
Dude, just knock on the door.
And be like, I love that you guys love the Christmas spirit.
And then when they open the door, just say, I'd like to sing your Christmas carol. 4, 3, and sing them a song. Silent Night. Silent Night.
All right.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad. Holy night. Yeah, no, not Feliz Navidad. I don't know that one.
All right, so we'll have that the next day or two. So go out, drive around, do some Christmas caroling. And that'll be the punishment for having your lights up. Eddie, I take them down though, bud.
I think it's time.
Yeah, everybody thinks Eddie's lights should go down. Say aye.
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 Opposed? Nobody? All right, didn't think so.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Did you guys have your business dinner last night?
Oh, we had our business dinner.
Last night, Lunchbox and Ray were supposed to go with a bunch of guys from Aaron's who are thinking of being clients of the show. And they were so nervous. So how did it go?
Man, I think we are the new closers of the Bobby Bones Show. Like, I mean, businessmen doing business deals, trying to get that money.
Tell me about it.
I mean, Ray and I'm going to be proud of us because we were early. We beat the Aaron's people there. So when they got there, we were there to greet them, shake their hands, give them hugs, introduce ourselves. Then we were like, all right, we'll sit down at their table. And we were very polite and we let them order first. And we didn't like just go in and start grabbing food. But we did.
That's normal. That's like human.
Well, you expect us to kind of like just...
But they don't. Like,
right.
I'm proud you acted normal.
But we did have one problem. When the bread came out, we didn't know which plate we were supposed to use. the left or the right? And I looked at Ray, and Ray goes, I don't know either, dude. So we just, like, we waited for someone to go for the bread first, and I learned it's on your left.
Fancy place?
Yeah.
One of those. Happened? Did they buy advertising or what?
I think they said, we're looking forward to working with you. Can't wait to, you know, get it started in a couple weeks. So I was like, all right.
And you got to do it together?
I guess. They said
that's
it's
right.
A tag team thing.
So what are you doing? Like, talking about furniture?
Yeah, we're going to get people to do furniture, and we're going to do some advertisements, like promotions, like flyaways to, like, iHeart Country in Austin, things like that. And
they said we can get the younger crowd, and we're like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can. And they said, come to an Atlanta Hawks game, sit courtside in our Aaron's recliners. I was like, I'm in.
We're good. Listen, the truth is, if you guys can land clients, you're worth more to the company. Like, this is a thing.
Oh, really?
And y'all were looking sharp last night.
You looked
night.
Good last night.
Your hair was looking good.
I shaved.
Got a haircut. You had your blue tucked in nice shirt that fit. Your wife's obviously been shopping for you.
Yeah, she bought that shirt for sure.
I could tell because you were looking good.
Yeah, I walked in and some of the people that we work with were like, can I help? Oh, what up, Lunch? Didn't recognize you.
Can I
help
you?
Yeah, because I had never seen that shirt.
So why would people that we work with go, can I help you to anyone anyway? Right.
No, because it was in a little separate room. Like, when I walked into the restaurant, they're like, can we help you?
Yeah, well, I'm happy that it worked out for you.
It was great times.
Hey, businessmen making business moves, making that money.
Yeah, making that money.
Hey. Bobby Bones. Thank you guys for hanging. Congratulations to Aubrey Sellers, the next member of the class of 2017. She's awesome. Sitting here alone, wondering why I have every tear that I can cry. Broke down train on a one-way track. Gonna sit here and cry till you come back. There you go. Luke Combs and Aubrey Sellers, our first two members of the class of 2017. We gonna go. Yeah. Go to BobbyBones.com. Watch a lot of our Million Dollar Show last night. Appreciate you so much. See you on Wednesday. Gonna sit here and cry till I come back. Hopefully my voice is better. I've been sick. Probably not good to come in here and do a show for 5 hours sick. Just putting it out there.
You did great.
You know what I did? Had the flu. Did you see the Tennessean article? He fought the flu.
You're a fighter.
Yeah.
I told you that.
One thing you can't teach.
Heart. Oh.
Dang.
I didn't know that's for sure. You're gonna say, but then I
won't. That's from Rudy.
Oh, it is?
I don't know.
Oh. I always just think Bobby makes this stuff up.
No, I never act like I do.
Well, I believe you, though. I'm like, you know, when's the best time to plant a tree?
But I always say, but I never said I said that.
I know, but then sometimes it's the first time I've ever heard it. Yeah. So I'm like, Bobby
My
Bones.
Grandma has tons of sayings.
I know.
And she probably got them from somebody, her grandma.
Right.
Yeah. Gotta go. Bobby
Bones. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons. For your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.